Ever pinch pennies all year for that one family vacation, only to feel the budget blues afterwards? If so, I was just like you. After three vacationless years, I stumbled on credit card rewards travel and cracked the code to amazing vacations that I could actually afford.
Welcome to Wonderland on Points. In this podcast, you will discover how opening credit cards strategically can save you thousands on travel. We're not just dreamers anymore. We're two adventurous moms turning dreams into reality. Join us as we spill all the points and miles secrets.
And contrary to popular belief, you don't have to spend $1 million to earn 1 million points. Traveling on credit card points isn't reserved for those with overflowing bank accounts. It's for everyday people like you and me, learning to turn routine expenses into free travel.
Consider us your points travel guides. This is Wonderland on Points. Let the adventure begin. Welcome back to Wonderland on Points. We're so glad that you are here. Today, we are leaving the winter and cold air behind. We are taking you down to the Bahamas, to the Grand Hyatt Bahamar. My name is Mary Ellen.
And I am Joe, and we're so excited to bring you guys along on Mary Ellen's adventure today. She literally just got back. So this is fresh in her mind. She's going to give us absolutely every single one of the details. And I personally am so excited to hear about this one. So I don't know, should we just dig into it?
Yeah, let's do. Guys, I did so much research before this trip. And so my hope is that the hours of research that I did, that it'll all be easier for you, because we're going to try to jam pack as much as possible in this episode so that maybe you don't have to scour the internet to have your questions answered like I did. But I also will give you a couple good resources if you want to do that as well. So let's dig right in.
Perfect. This is why I love learning about this kind of stuff on a podcast, because it's like, hey, I just folded all of my laundry and now I know how to take my family on this trip all at the same time. It is so much easier for me personally, the way I learn, than like Googling for hours. Yes. I mean, I do that too, but this is my all-time favorite way. So I hope that other people feel the same way. So let's start straight off the top. When it comes to what we do best here, which is everything on points, let's talk people through which card currencies you used and start with getting to Nassau on those currencies. Which cards, which currencies, which airline, and how'd you book it?
Okay, so I used two card currencies to make this trip happen for our family. I used Chase Ultimate Rewards for the hotel, and I used Amex Membership Rewards for our flights. So much to my family's delight and surprise, we did not fly Southwest for once. We've been coming off of a couple years of having Southwest companion passes. So almost everywhere we went, especially anything domestic, was Southwest Airlines. So for this flight, it actually made the most sense when I was pricing everything out to book on Delta, which we haven't flown Delta as a family, maybe ever. So my kids were like, whoa, this is luxury. We're like first class. We were definitely in economy, but Delta economy kind of felt like first class compared to the Southwest that they were used to. So yeah, it really did. I'll get into the plane in a minute, but how we booked it, this is very rare, guys. This is not something that we recommend often, but I actually transferred Amex points straight to Delta. I didn't do a transfer partner, right? I know.
It's shocking. Does not happen often. Usually that is a massive redemption.
I know. It's very rare that it actually makes sense to do so. And I priced out through partner airlines, and it just didn't make sense in this situation. So the flights were 10,000 points each way per person. I guess you could say 20,000 round trip, but this is an international flight, 20,000 round trip. So it was 100,000 points total transferred straight to Delta from American Express. Now, I don't remember exactly what the fee is. Whenever you transfer American Express points to a domestic airline, there is a little bit of a fee. It may even be like 10% of the amount that you, I don't think it was quite 10%, but there is a fee. So just expect that. Now, the total price was 10,000 points on the way down, plus $6.60 taxes and fees per person. The way back, just as with most international trips, the taxes and fees are a little bit more. So it was $118.10 per person on the way back. So the total that I paid, I know that's a little bit pricey.
Quite a jump.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a little over $110 more for those taxes and fees on the way back. But, you know, Europe would be the same way. So altogether, the taxes and fees on these tickets were $623. But I know you like to know this. You like to know the total value of the flights. Okay.
Yes, I do.
So the total price, if I had paid cash for the flights, was $4,331. So paying $623 for five people round trip on an international flight doesn't seem so bad compared to $4,331.
Absolutely. I would say that sounds like a steal. You know, it's very, very hard when you're traveling with a family of five. You're always paying something out of pocket. It is very rare that every leg of your trip has the low $5 taxes and fees. So I think this sounds like a win in my book. So, okay, let's just go one step at a time. You fly from BWI straight to Nassau? Was it direct? What was the route here?
Ugh, unfortunately, it was not direct. I really do everything in my power to fly direct when we can. And we are spoiled living in the greater DC area because we have three airport options. So we can find a lot of direct flights. But in this case, we had to connect in Atlanta, which was no good. But again, like I mentioned earlier, it felt so nice because on, I think, three out of the four legs, each seat had its own TV, so I didn't have to get out devices for all the kids. They give you the headphones. Mm-hmm. It just was so nice that my kids were able to plug into the little TV, and it really was not bad at all. The only leg that didn't have the TVs was our very last leg on the way home, and it was so late at night that everybody slept, and it didn't matter.
Perfect then. I know those built-in TVs, you get so used to them that all of a sudden when they don't have them and you're on a Delta flight, you're like, what is happening? This is not right. So you fly into Nassau. Now, how did you get from the airport to the hotel? Did you book some kind of transportation? Did you take a taxi, Uber? What do you recommend?
Yeah, a lot of people. So before I went on this trip and I was researching, I was in a Facebook group that's called Grand Hyatt Bahamar Discussion and Information, I think is the name of the group. You can definitely search for it. And that group was just a wealth of information, but there were so many people in that group talking about calling ahead, booking airport transfers ahead of time. And the resort has a transfer that you can do, but it costs money and it's very expensive. So most people don't go that route. Most people book a private transfer or they take a taxi. And so I was worried, five people, I'm going to need a van. I can't just get in a little taxi car. Like, is this going to be a disaster trying to get to the airport, from the airport to the resort? And let me tell you, stop worrying about it. It is not a big deal. It is so much easier. I mean, I'm talking about even, I kept almost booking it ahead of time, almost booking it. I didn't book it to the point that I was literally landing on the airplane, landing in the Bahamas, still in communication on WhatsApp with some people who do airport transfers there. Like, should I book this? And in the end, I was like, forget it. We're doing a taxi. And it was so easy. As soon as we walked out of the airport, there was somebody with a yellow vest. I said, taxi. They pointed me to another person with a yellow vest. And there's a whole row of minivans and SUV taxis that are big enough for a family.
Perfect.
And they said, here you go. Here's your taxi. Now, I have heard people say, ask them how much it's going to be before you get in. Make sure you agree on a price. The price point you should be looking for is about $60 and maybe a little less. I wanted to stop at a grocery store. And so in the end, I think I paid $65, including the stop at a grocery store. So that in your mind is what to expect. On the way back, We paid $50 straight to the airport from the hotel. So budget in maybe about $120, $130 for your transportation to and from the airport.
Okay, that is extremely good to know. So you stopped at a grocery store. What is the name of the grocery store? Is this something you recommend people do?
Honestly, I don't even remember the name because our taxi driver, I just said, hey, I want to stop by a grocery store. He said, okay. He stopped by one, so he knew the options. It was expensive, though, guys. It is not cheap. No food on the island is cheap, right? It's a small island, so all the food almost has to be brought in from somewhere. So I packed a suitcase of some snacks and food. I almost wish I had packed more because I still spent – I didn't buy a whole lot at the grocery store. I bought milk, although I ended up getting those little carton, the little square cartons that kids drink that doesn't have to be refrigerated. It's kind of weird. You don't really know why it doesn't have to be refrigerated.
Why, you know what I'm talking about? Why can that sit on? Yeah, the Horizon, the red ones. That's what I picture. Why is this shelf stable? I do not know.
I don't know. I'm not going to ask questions right now, though.
No.
In the end, I was glad I bought those because there is a small refrigerator in all the rooms at the Grand Hyatt Bahamar, but it's very small and it wasn't very cold. And I kept thinking, how do I turn this colder? I never quite figured it out. And I think if I had had a regular, I wasn't going to buy a big gallon of milk anyway because I didn't think that would fit because it's a very small refrigerator. But I'm glad I didn't buy any size of regular milk because I think I would have been afraid it was going to spoil. But I bought those for my toddler because I knew as soon as she wakes up in the morning, she wants milk. And then I bought blueberries, strawberries, baby carrots. I bought a couple of other snacks and things, and it all came out ultimately to $150. And I thought, oh, that rang up fast. So it is an expensive grocery store.
It's not Aldi is what you're telling me.
That is correct.
Okay. So you stop at the grocery store, you get to the hotel. Now, we've obviously already given away that this is the Grand Hyatt Bahamar, which means that it is obviously a Hyatt, which means we transferred from our favorite currency, not your favorite currency, my favorite
currency. Girl, your favorite currency.
Honestly, though, I'm kind of flip-flopping on that. I still say it out of habit, but like the more into Amex I get. Anyways, you're converting me, but that is besides the point. So talk us through the hotel details. We know that this hotel is a Category 6, which means it's 21K off peak, 25K standard rate, and 29K on peak. And it is not all inclusive. So what did you pay and how did you work the situation with five of you?
That's a great question. So we paid 25,000 points per night. So a standard price for four nights. So 100,000 points that I transferred from Chase Ultimate Rewards to Hyatt. And then I booked the hotel. Now, when you look, I know people are going to ask this question because I'm a family of five. If you search for a family of five, it's not going to populate that they have a room that you can book on points. Mm-hmm. So what I did is I booked for four people, two adults, two children. I did not have any intention on sneaking a person in or lying to them about how many people I had. But I booked it for four. And then after I booked it, I sent an email. I'm happy to send the email, a screenshot of the email to whoever wants to see it as an example. But I sent an email that just said, hi, we decided to bring our toddler with us on this trip. Can you add her to our reservation? Here's our reservation number. Here's my Hyatt loyalty number. Boom. They emailed me back. They sent it to reservations manager or something like that and said, noted, this has been added to your room. Boom. I didn't say another thing about it. And I brought all five of us to stay in that room with two double beds.
Oh, double beds.
Oh, it might be queen beds. I say that. I don't really, I know, Joe, I remember the first time we stayed in a hotel together and you were like, these are double beds, not queen beds. I'm so used to, I sleep on a double bed at home. It is so small that I am used to that. You're right. It felt bigger than my bed at home. So it was probably two queen beds.
I think I have been in a queen bed for so long that going backwards to a double is like, what is this? Especially when you're sharing it, especially when you're sharing it with a full-grown adult. How did you guys structure the sleep? Where'd you put the fifth child?
Yes. Okay. So we bought off of Amazon. I actually bought it last summer and we used it at the beach. We went to the beach with some friends and I brought a little toddler cot off of Amazon. I don't have any kind of affiliate link to share it. If you just search on Amazon for toddler cot, sleeping cot, it is a foldable thing, almost like a camp or a tailgating or a chair that you would take to a sports game, you know, just folds up and fits in a bag. It folds up and out just like that. And it's a little cot. My daughter used it at the beach and she used it on this trip with no problems. It's a little too big for a regular rolling carry-on bag. And we did carry-on luggage only, but we have a couple duffel bags that are big enough that we wear like book bags that we can use. Mm-hmm. They really are pushing the limits of what can be a carry-on. But it fit in one of those duffel bags. And so packed it. We brought her little cot and there was plenty of room in the hotel room for the cot. And it worked beautifully.
That is amazing. I would never have thought that there was anything that you could get into carry-on luggage to sleep a toddler. So I love that.
I mean, it was definitely pushing the limits, but it can be done and I did it.
It can be done. Okay, so let's talk about the Grand Hyatt Bahamar because that's kind of the focal point of the trip. You weren't really there to see the island. You were there for the hotel, the resort. So what are some of the included amenities? Since it's not all inclusive, I think there are some things that the hotel gives you for free, right?
So many things.
That's awesome.
Guys, this property for 25,000 points a night that I paid, you could even pay less if it was off peak. It is a steal. It is a steal, guys. And let me explain. And then we'll get into the other side of things that people have, the other counterpoint that people have of why it's expensive. Mm-hmm. But what is included? So many pools, guys. They have multiple pools. There's a pool called Dean's Blue Hole that has a little cliff jump. It has two jumping spots that your kids can jump in from way up high. And it has a swimming area in a cave that has an aquarium that you can see sharks and sea turtles swimming.
Stop.
So beautiful. Yes. There's a fortune pool, which is where people were hanging out a lot of times because it was one of the warmer pools. There seems to be debates with which pools are heated, which pools are not heated. Depending on the time of year you go, that makes a big difference. From my understanding, some of the pools like Dean's Blue Hole are normally heated, but the heater was broken while we were there. So that pool was not heated. Mm-hmm. One of the pools called Fortune Pools that has a very large hot tub area was heated. So people were really hanging out there and that pool has a little waterfall into it. There's several adults only pools. It all leads right out to the beach where there are tons of beach chairs, umbrellas. Included in this price is kayaks, paddle boards, these fun saucers that they put out in the water that my toddler was calling a jumpaline. They look like a trampoline out there. She said, ooh, a jumpaline. You don't actually jump on it. I don't think it kind of makes a little mini seating area out in the ocean, which is super fun, super
cool.
That's
amazing.
Yeah, all of that. So all the pool, those grounds, which would be typically included at a resort, right? Okay. But the best part that my kids loved is there's a full-size water park attached called Baja Bay attached to the hotel property that's included. So for those 25,000 points per night, we got the beach, we got all the pools, and then we had a full-on water park with giant slides. My son did this surfing. Have you seen? I know you've probably seen them, Joe. The things that simulate surfing that you can do, like boogie boarding and surfing on.
I tried that one time. Horrible. Horrible at it. Absolutely embarrassing.
Yeah, we saw quite a few accidental bodyboard exposures for people crashing out in their bathing suits, not quite holding up. But my son, who is 11, oh my gosh, he spent literally hours across the days that we were there doing that thing. He was good at it and he loved it. There was a, in the water park, one of my favorite parts of it was a pool that had five different slides for toddlers. So my daughter is three. She loved it. There were younger kids than her, and even older kids loved it. And they would just go over and over again on all these different slides for kids. That pool was also heated. So it was, I don't know if it was heated or just shallow. So it was warm, but it felt very warm. And some of the time we were there, it was a little breezy. So the warmer pools felt nice. I try not to, this takes it to a dark place, Joe. I don't know if you're ready for this.
Uh-oh.
I try not to think of other reasons why the baby pool might be warmer, but, ew, you know, there's chemicals for that. There's chemicals for that.
Yeah, but still not what you want to think about.
I know.
No, we're just going to pretend that it's because it's shallower.
That's right. It probably was. There was a massive splash pad that had slides and water dumping down. There was a huge wave pool. One of the biggest wave pools I think I've ever seen. There were inner tube water slides that could fit five people on the water slide that went down. There was a giant one that was just, I think it's called Thunder Hole or Thunder Dome. My kids loved it. Would go straight down. You couldn't have paid me to be on it. Not interested. But the whole water park is included in the price of the hotel.
That's crazy. Yes. Because if you go, I mean, some of the water parks here, you are paying like $40-$50 a day for admission for an adult, maybe a little bit less for a kid. And also, this hotel runs like around $500 a night. So I would say I'm seeing a lot of value here. If you're just going to spend your whole time water parking every day and then doing the beach the other times and, you know, the kayak. Did you do any of this stuff? The kayaks, the paddle boards?
We did. We did kayaking. We didn't get to do the paddle boarding. We were a little disappointed in that. We spent so much time at the water park. That really was where we spent the bulk of our time because our kids were just so happy there. But we definitely did kayak on the ocean. We did the jumpaline where we hung out in the little disc out in the ocean. I really enjoyed that. And I even was able to take the toddler out there because it was almost like it made a shallow baby pool out in the water.
So that is so awesome.
Yes, it really, I had never been to a resort or a hotel that had one of those. And I loved it because I could carry her out there. It wasn't out so deep that it was over my head. I just walked out to it carrying her. And then she could jump around and splash and sit and play out there in the water. It was really cool.
That's amazing. Okay, so for anybody who was following your stories on Instagram while you were here, they may have seen that you had a very fun encounter at the water park, which I think was especially exciting for your husband. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh my goodness. So one day when we were in the water park, we were leaving the surfing area and walking over to the baby pools, and all of a sudden, my husband's face lights up like a little kid at Christmas time. And he was like, that was Adam Thielen. That was Adam Thielen. And I was like, what are you talking about? Where? Where? He's like, right there, right there. And he starts running off to chase this man. And I'm like, what is happening? And the person left. We were kind of maybe going to like go chase them down, but they were with three kids. And, you know, kids after a day at the water park, they look like they were ready to go. And so we didn't follow him, but he was like, that was Adam Thielen, which for many who probably don't know who that is, it is one of my husband's favorite NFL players because he is a Minnesota Vikings legend. Any Minnesota Vikings fans would know who he is. So for my husband, my son has this guy's jersey. My son literally has his football jersey. So it was a big deal. So the rest of that day and the next day, my husband was looking around everywhere and he was like, this resort was already so fun. And now I feel like at any moment I could see him again. And so he was just so happy and giddy looking around. And he was so upset that he didn't get a picture with him because he was texting all of his boys, you know, all of his group chats and whatnot that he saw him. And they were like, yeah, right. That was, even my kids were like, that wasn't him, Dad. That wasn't him. Well, it was. So the next day, we saw him again at the water park, and I actually found him first, and my husband wasn't with me, but I was like, oh my gosh. My husband had taken the big kids. I was with the toddler, and I thought, I don't know if I'll find him. This might be our only chance. So I went up to him and said, hi, I'm sorry. Are you Adam Thielen. And he was so kind. He was like, yes, yes, I am. And so I asked for a picture. I told him all about my husband. He had a conversation with me. He said, when you find your husband, bring him back over. I did. My husband eventually got to meet him. They had a full-on conversation. And he was the nicest guy. The nicest guy.
That is really, really nice for him to be that sweet on a family vacation, you know, because it is not – you do not always know what you're going to get with, like, a celebrity or an athlete when they're on their me time, you know. Sometimes they can be nasty. So this means he just must be a stand-up guy.
Oh, he is. He is for sure. And just the kindest. We saw him around the resort after that several times. We never bothered him again because we were like, okay, that will cross the line. Let's have him, let him have his family time. But it was special. And I thought, good grief. I already didn't know how I would ever top this vacation because my family just truly loved this resort. And now you throw in one of their all-time favorite NFL players. And I'm like, okay, this is it. This is the pinnacle. We have reached the top here.
More travel for us ever again. The end.
It's true. It's true. Well, we'll see where we go from here. But this definitely will be one for the memory books.
Oh, that's so amazing. I did not know who that man was. I am so not a sports person, but everybody looked very excited about it. It was a very cute picture. Okay, let's switch back over to activities. There are other things that you can do at the hotel, at the resort, I should say, that you can pay for. And, you know, we're travelers on a budget here, so my guess is that she didn't do a lot of the activities that you could pay for, but some people might want to budget for that. So just give our listeners an idea of what would be available to them if they wanted to pay for some activities there.
Yeah, there is a lot more. Number one, I don't even think I mentioned there's a casino, a large casino for adults. Yeah, the whole main floor of the hotel is a casino. So your children, which is kind of a little weird, I guess, your children are walking through the casino in their bathing suits, you know, going to and from the pools.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a little odd, but it's 24 hours, I think, because there were definitely, I told my husband, I woke up super early one morning and I was walking by at probably 6:30 in the morning. There was somebody at one of the casino tables and I just wanted to be like, sir, you got a problem. It's 6:30 on Sunday morning. Why are you at this casino
table?
Are
you okay, sir?
Are you okay, sir? Okay? Let's walk away together. Let me help you exit this table. But
there's a hotline you can call.
Yeah, there's a hotline for this. There's a large casino, so if adults want to partake in that, there are plenty of slot machines and tables, and I mean, it is a full-on Las Vegas casino, I feel like.
Wow.
Not that I have much experience with those, but it seems like a very thorough casino. Now, for the kiddos, there is a Game Zone arcade. It's $2.50 per game, which can add up real quickly in an arcade. But that is there. That's a good nighttime activity if you want to budget some money to go to the arcade. There is a touch tank for animals where you can touch stingrays and turtles and different swimming animals. There's aviary where you can do bird feedings. So you can see they have some scarlet macaws and pretty birds that you can look at from the outside. But if you want to pay, you can actually go in and do a feeding. There's mini golf, and it looks like a traditional golf course. So it's a very pretty mini golf course. It doesn't have, you know, random kitschy things like you're hitting into a dragon's mouth or something. That costs $25 plus VAT, but kids 5 and under are free. And I should mention that kids 5 and under are free goes for many of the restaurants at the hotel, too. We'll get into food in a minute, but keep that in mind. Yeah. We did have a kind of a weird encounter at mini golf, so we had planned to do that. That was the one paid activity that our family wanted to do because we enjoy mini golf. When my husband, I wasn't with him when he first went down to pay for the mini golf. But I had some cash that someone had given me many months ago, said, do something special with your family. So I had saved that cash for this trip. And I thought, I'm going to pay for some things with cash. You know, it's a good way to budget for this trip, kind of like having Christmas money or birthday money, right? So I was going to pay for mini golf in cash. And I guess they don't normally take cash. Generally, you should just give them your room number. It gets charged to your room. Or maybe a credit card, but the guy who was at the mini golf was like, My husband thought it was going to be $25 a person, or I think kids are less than that. Maybe adults are 25, but I think we thought it was going to be like $80, which was going to be a lot. But again, this was like the one activity our family was going to pay for because we like to do mini golf places. And the guy was like, you're paying cash? Well, just give me $20 and go. And my husband was like, it was a weird exchange, my husband said, because the guy was like, no, just put it on your room. What's your room number? And my husband said, no, I just want to pay for it in cash. But I think because he doesn't normally take cash, it was kind of like one of those weird things where he was like, give me $20 and no one's going to know about this. Just go on your way and play your game. I don't know.
So that man just put that $20 in his pocket and the hotel exactly. did not get their money for your mini golf.
I think that is what happened.
All right. All right.
In the Bahamas, I don't want to overspeak, but you do have to be careful at this hotel. We're going to get into it a little bit later about fraudulent charges, and sometimes things can be a little sketchy, and you need to be on your game with keeping up with charges. In fact, maybe mm-hmm. I'll just dig in now. The reason I wasn't with my husband to pay for the mini golf is because I went to the front desk because on my hotel bill, and if you are a member of the World of Hyatt, you have the Hyatt app. If you're staying at a hotel at any time, you can click on view bill. You could pull up your app. The hotel will be right there and there'll be a little button to view your bill. So the very first day I viewed our bill and saw five charges. Only two of those charges were from my family. So there were three incorrect charges on my account. And I was very concerned about this.
Yeah, no, you were texting me about this and I got a little heated for you, not only because of the fraudulent charges, but actually because of how they were responded to by an employee of the hotel. Like, this was a little disappointing, Hyatt, just have to say.
Yeah, I was pretty disappointed too. First things first, I got it taken care of. So I went to the front desk, I showed them the charges. I said, these are not from my family. Only these two are our correct charges. And so the woman pulls up the account. She can see two of them were to one of the poolside bars. There's several, like a swim-up bar at a pool. There's multiple bars at all the various pools on the property. And some of them were for drinks at the pool bar. And so she tells me exactly what the drinks are. And she says, well, I'm going to email them and they will pull up the receipt and you can see that you signed it. And maybe that will jog your memory a bit.
Unbelievable.
I was fuming. I said, I do not need to jog my memory, but you pull up those receipts. You pull up the tape. Y'all have cameras everywhere. You can see exactly who did this. Pull it up right now because it was not me buying that drink. For those who may not have heard me mention it before, I don't even drink. I said, I don't drink now. I don't drink ever. So you pull that receipt right up and we will settle this right now. I was just so upset that she questioned me like I like was blackout drunk or something and couldn't remember that I bought these drinks. She was like, it was so sarcastic to the way she said it, like, maybe this will jog your memory.
Yeah, that's like, rude. That's not how you treat your guests. Innocent until proven guilty, ma'am.
Yeah. She was
What was
not
the
my
third
favorite.
Charge?
The third charge was at the jazz bar. Like, again, probably somebody out drinking in the evening. And I don't know if people just gave the wrong hotel number, room number on purpose, because so much of what you do at the hotel, you charge to your room.
Right.
So you say your name also, you sign a receipt, but I don't know how much they look into it. You know, if someone says your room number, boom, it's charged to your account. So always check your bill. I am not the only one who's had this issue. If you join that Facebook group when you're planning, you'll see many situations where people had similar things happen to them. So unfortunately, I do think this property is a little notorious for that kind of thing happening. They really do need to buckle down on that. It was all taken care of. I didn't end up paying for anything that wasn't my family's charge. But had I not been looking thoroughly at my bill, mm-hmm. I would have.
that would have been very alarming to come back at the end of the week and just think that you must have somehow gone crazy with the room charges. And then I would have probably struggled to be like, wait, were these us or not? Like, my memory is so bad that I think if that had happened to me and I had caught it at the end of our trip, I'm not sure I would have known what to do.
Yeah, I definitely was very diligent because I was afraid of this happening. I took a picture of every single check that I signed, every bill at the end of, you know, us eating breakfast or us eating dinner. I signed it and I took a picture of it and I saved it into a folder on my phone so that I had proof of every single receipt that should have been accounted to us so that I could, you know, dispute anything that wasn't our charge.
That is very, very smart. Now other people could take that and do the same thing. I wouldn't have thought to do that. That's what you get for all that great research you did ahead of time. Okay, so I guess this is a perfect time to talk about food because food is kind of the big expense at this resort on this island. So how did you make food work on a budget? Tell us all the secrets.
Yeah, that is the one hang-up that people have for visiting this resort because it's a steal, right? I paid $0 out of pocket for our room and for my kids to enjoy a water park and the beach for all these days. For our accommodations, $0. But we had to pay for food while we were there, so it's not free, right? It costs a pretty penny. However, I worked really hard to research ahead of time, figure out what are the ways that I can really keep the cost down. So the first thing that helped tremendously was securing a guest of honor award for this stay.
Yes.
It's a very popular place to use guest of honor awards, not because you're really going to get an upgraded room, which can come with guest of honor bookings, because this hotel really doesn't do a lot of room upgrades. It's notorious for you're not going to get a room upgrade. But the reason to go for it is, so for we stayed 4 nights, we had 4 days that we ate breakfast. The Regatta is the name of the restaurant that has a massive breakfast buffet. I'm talking massive. Anything you could want.
I saw it on your Instagram. Yum.
Yeah, it's crazy, crazy big. The kids love it. There's so much there. I wouldn't say that any one thing was particularly like the best food I ever had in my life or anything, but there's just so much variety and so many options that it's perfect with when you're with 3 kids that are all picky and want different things. That is the place to eat breakfast. Well, that, for our family, the toddler was free because remember, kids under 5 eat free. Mm. So there were 2 adults and 2 kids. The price of that, if you paid cash with VAT and tax, which is included in every bill at the resort, 10% VAT, 15% tip, service charge tip, is included in your bill. So also calculate that. The prices you see on the menu, it's going to be 10% more and 15% more for those two things. $155 for breakfast each time.
Whoa.
Yeah, your jaw is on the floor. I can't imagine how people pay cash for that.
Absolutely not. You get a protein bar. Family.
Crazy. I know. So with a guest of honor booking, that tells you that the price for breakfast that you can spend is $145 for 2 adults, 2 kids. It says the max that you're allotted is $145. With the VAT and the tip, it's $155. My husband and I were like, you know what? $10 a day to have this big buffet, that's fair. We'll pay that. The good news is, though, that was never on the bill. And I have seen in the Facebook group that I mentioned earlier, most people have had that experience. So even though it says you max out at $145, there was no charge for breakfast any of the days we ate there. So we went over by $10 each day, but we didn't actually have to pay that. So that was good. No cost for breakfast. And it saved, that's $600 over 4 days. Isn't that insane?
It's funny to say.
It's a little more than $600.
Because we would never actually pay that, but still you're getting that. So there you go.
And that was then key into keeping food costs down because what we told our kids was basically load up. This is all you can eat, guys, because we're not eating lunch. We're not going to pay at a restaurant for lunch. We have snacks that I brought with us, and we have the stuff from the grocery store. Like I said, I bought strawberries, blueberries, carrots, peanut butter and jelly supplies. So we just snacked on things while we were at the water park, and we never paid for a lunch. And then dinner time comes around, and there are many restaurants on the property. People are usually paranoid that you need to make reservations. I'll tell you right now, I didn't make a reservation for a single thing while we were there. Now, maybe I wasn't there at peak time, but I also wasn't there at off-peak pricing. Remember, I was there on kind of a standard day. We got to most restaurants early in the time slots. So if you had waited later, maybe you needed a reservation, but we didn't have any reservations. The cheapest meal that you are going to get from anywhere is at the Pizza Lab. That's one of the options that you have. It's in the East Tower Pizza Lab. You can get a large New York style pepperoni pizza that's about 18 inches across. It's big. It's bigger than like a Papa John's large pizza. It's a little bigger than that. And it will cost you with VAT and tip, it costs $45. That's the cheap. If your family can enjoy that pizza, that $45 meal is going to be your cheapest meal at that resort. So just mark that down for one of your days.
I mean, that makes my head explode to pay that for a pizza. But I guess if you think of it instead as a meal for five people and don't think about what you're eating, that's pretty reasonable per person. You can't go to Chipotle for $45 for five people. So
we actually ate at Pizza Lab more than once because it's the most affordable of the restaurants. So another day, we skipped a night. The next night, we went to a place called Styx, which is, we got Chinese fried rice there. Remember, kids five and under eat free, so the toddler we didn't have to pay for. That meal cost us $120. We did not pay for any alcoholic beverages in this. So if you have those, that's going to drive up the price. Now, my daughter did get a boba tea included in that $120 that she told me she was going to pay for with her own money. So we allowed her to get that. Otherwise, we were drinking water. Another night when we went to Pizza Lab, we got the large pizza again, but we also got two other appetizers to kind of spread out the meal. That meal was $90. My goal for this trip was to, I thought, okay, I know food is expensive, so I'm going to budget $150 a day for food. And that may seem crazy, like a lot, but that's actually not a lot for this resort. So that right. was, okay, I'm going to be really conservative and I'm going to do our best to do this as cheap as possible. Let me budget about $150 a day, which would have been $600 for food. When it was all said and done with the guest of honor booking that covered breakfast, we paid, and including the groceries that I paid for at the Bahamas, not the ones I brought with us, but at least the money I spent at the Bahamas, it was $537.50 for food versus I budgeted $600. So I came in a little under budget for the food.
Honestly, that's very impressive for a family of five on a resort property. I am impressed.
The other thing the guest of honor booking gave you that was really fun, that was it was like a cherry on top, right? It was a fun thing that we wouldn't have necessarily enjoyed otherwise, but it was just nice to have. You had drink tickets for two drinks a day. So 2, 4, 6, 8 of them, 8 drinks. We got Virgin Daiquiris that we split with our kids. So we would go at the end of playing at the water park all day, we would go to one of the pool bars, turn in our coupon, and get 2 strawberry Virgin Daiquiris, and our family would just split them and enjoy them. Those cost, with that and tip and everything, probably $20 or $22 a piece. So when you're talking about 8 of them, then it's $160 value that we got from just those coupons that were part of a guest of honor booking, plus the breakfast. That altogether, that was $780 of value that we got out of the guest of honor booking. It would have included free parking at the hotel, but we didn't have a car there.
Remind everybody how you got that guest of honor booking in case other people are trying to replicate this for themselves.
Yes. On Facebook, all good things seem to be in Facebook groups. I love Facebook. Join our Facebook group, guys.
Yes.
And then join these other Facebook groups too. There is a World of Hyatt gift exchange, award exchange Facebook group that I went to. I had a couple of free night bookings that were going to expire at the end of February that I really just wasn't going to use. They were for category 1 through 4 hotels. I wasn't going to use them. And so I thought, let me see if I can trade them for something else. In the end, I traded one free night certificate for a 1 through 4 hotel that I had earned over time with the World of Hyatt program for this guest of honor booking. In the end, I came to realize I probably could have gotten 2 guest of honor bookings for it. I don't know that I made the best trade after learning and like watching the group for a little bit longer. So I was a little bummed when I realized I probably could have got more for it. But I did get $780 value out of it. And no category 1 through 4 Hyatt is going to be $784 typically.
Right.
So I still feel like I made a good trade.
Yeah, I would never think that a category 1 through 4 free night would be considered more valuable than a single guest of honor. Like,
well,
that's
to globalists, it is. At least it has been, because the globalists, if they have a small family, maybe it's just them and one other person, a player or two that are staying at a hotel, they don't need a second room. They already get free breakfast at the hotel. They already get these benefits. And so they don't really need guest of honor bookings. And this is changing. There was, over the past year, globalists seem to have an abundance of these guest of honor bookings that they are not going to have moving forward. And so I did kind of hit it at the right time where a bunch of globalists were just trying to trade to get whatever else they could get for these bookings that they weren't going to use. Plus, they got a one night stay, which we detailed on past episodes for me using their guest of honor booking.
Okay, so that is the best way people can explore potentially getting a guest of honor booking for themselves, which obviously you and I have now both done. Highly, highly recommend using a guest of honor booking if at all possible. And it certainly doesn't hurt, you know, to ask friends or family members or take it to your internet community. You never know who's a secret Hyatt globalist. You might just throw it out there. Who knows what might happen? That's what I did. Okay. As we are wrapping up here, is there anything that you would do differently if you were to do it all again?
You know, there was one thing that I didn't do that I wish I had, and that is they offer free complimentary 15-minute photo shoots for families. Now, you have to pay for pictures, but they will do a little photo shoot with your family. Pictures, I have seen a range of the pricing. Some people say it's one picture's $20, 3 for $40, or all of them for $220, and some people mentioned that was up to like 70 pictures they got. So a nice little photo shoot of your family. I had planned to do that. And then, gosh, you know, when you have 3 kids and you're at a water park all day and you're having fun, I just never felt like getting all dressed up and fixing my hair and taking the time to coordinate that. But at the same time, it would have been really lovely had I done it. So I don't know. Maybe if we had one more day, I would have felt like I could take the time of a couple hours and set them aside for that. But I didn't end up doing it.
Yeah, it almost feels like something you'd want to do right away. You know, like your first morning, get it out of the way before you ever go to the water park and get your hair wet. Maybe do your hair before you arrive the day before. I don't know. I totally feel you. There's no chance in the world of me coming from a water park and like washing, blow drying, putting makeup on, and then knowing that the next day I'm going to get back in the water. Hard pass.
Yeah. It didn't happen.
But that is very nice that they offer that. And to be honest, those prices sound pretty reasonable. I mean, those sound cheaper than like school yearbook photos at this point.
Oh,
so.
My gosh. You're right. They definitely are.
School yearbook is a scam. Okay. So you researched the absolute heck out of this trip. So we're going to do a hot tips segment. So everybody get your pens and paper ready, because you're just going to rapid fire give us some of the best tips that you came across or that you used yourself if people are planning their own trip to Bahamar.
Okay, I'm going to just run through them. Number one, there are refillable water stations at all the towel huts around the resort. They will give you free water bottles in your room, so you don't even have to take some. Now, I have seen some people online say that those are aluminum and that's not good to drink from aluminum water bottles. So you can bring your own water bottles if you want, but you can refill them there. You don't need to buy bottled water that is going to be thrown away in plastic bottles. There's refillable water stations there. Also, on the refillable cups front, you can buy a reusable cup on day one of your trip for between $14 and $17, depending on where you buy it. I believe it's $14 at Dean's Pool Bar. You can buy a refillable cup to fill up with soda every single day throughout your trip. So kind of like you may have done that at a water amusement park here, where you buy the drink the first day and then you can refill it for free each day. Think about doing that. Okay, check in. It can take a long time. Be prepared to wait an hour, hour and a half. I didn't have that experience, but some people do. Okay, next. You can bring your own pool toys and a way to blow them up if you want. There is an app for delivery, kind of like Uber Eats, but it's called Craven, starts with a K. Craven app for delivery. Ice cream. You're going to see a couple spots to get ice cream. Pizza Lab is probably going to be the cheapest for ice cream. Keep that in the back of your mind. Take a stroller. I'm just running through these tips. Take a stroller. The resort is huge. Kind of like Disney World, there are places where you can rent a stroller. I think have it delivered to the resort. We brought our own stroller. My husband, almost before we left, we didn't have a stroller prepared to take, and I was panicking. He was like, it'll be fine. It will not be fine. The resort is very large. You are going to be walking 20,000 steps a day. Take the stroller. Cheapest restaurant options, I already mentioned Pizza Lab, Swimming Pig. There's also food trucks down near the beach. Those could price out a little bit cheaper than the other sit-down restaurants for you. Next, take Ziploc bags. Always. That's on every trip. That's just like a mom tip.
Yes.
Always. Take a bunch of Ziploc bags so you can break up lunches and snacks into them. This is kind of a wild tip. I read online someone saying they brought their own portable blenders. Now, I brought my own portable cot for my toddler, so maybe some people are bringing their own portable blenders. They're buying fruit at the grocery store, and they're making their own daiquiris on the beach with a portable cooler. So, you know, go for it.
Hilarious.
I respect it. I respect the hustle.
Absolutely. I do have a portable blender, just FYI. I never thought to bring it on vacation, though. I just take it to work with me.
Never would have thought of it. You can pack a soft-sided cooler. Take that with you so you can have lunch out there, wherever you want to go. There is a medical clinic at the resort. If someone in your family gets sick, I thought this was kind of comforting to know. I don't know that the person specializes in pediatrics, but there is somebody there in case something goes wrong. Finally, this is an international location. Obviously, it's the Bahamas. Make sure you're utilizing the MPC app. Download it on your phone, mobile passport control app. That goes for any time you go out of the country. You're going to want to use that app when you come back in through U.S. Customs. It'll make your life much easier.
Incredible. Perfect. Perfect. Well done. Your research has paid off again. Another successful trip. And I think there's a lot here for people to emulate this one, which is, of course, what we love for you guys to do. It's so fun to hear about stories where people take things that they learned and put them into action. So this is a very important stamp of approval that we obviously need before we can wrap up this episode. And the question here is, what would your kids rate this trip?
I asked them this very thing. I said, okay, out of 10, what are you going to give this? And they said, one of them was dramatic and said 9.876432 something. The other one I think said a 9.9999999. Basically, they gave it a 10 out of 10. I loved that there was such variety that my 11-year-old in middle school and my toddler who was 3 could both, and you know, my middle child in between, they all of them had so much fun and had activities that were appropriate for them. We didn't feel the need to leave the resort. When people go to Bahamas, they pay for extra excursions to go swimming with the pigs on eczema and eczema. I said eczema like a rash on us. Eczema. I don't even know how you say that, but y'all know what I'm talking about. You can go pay for that excursion. I didn't feel the need to do that. They didn't know that that existed, number one. I didn't want them to be dramatic about not getting to do something. But they had so much fun, and we were able to take advantage of all the free things that the resort had to offer that we didn't even need to spend extra money on those excursions. So
yeah.
they thought it was top-notch. My husband got to meet an NFL superstar, and so it was just a 10 out of 10 all the way around.
So that means that you would go back then? Or you think it's a
I
one
would.
And done? You would do it?
Well, there's so many places we want to go, right? There's so many places we want to go. I do think that this is one that my kids probably down the road are going to say, oh, can we go back there? Because they did love it so much. I don't have immediate plans to go back because there's, you know, just it's a big old world and a lot of places to go to. But I would in a heartbeat. I think it was a good value and it was doable within a budget. If you are willing to make conscious choices with your food and, you know, not go all out at all of the restaurants on property.
Yeah. And honestly, I would have to say this is a better value for a large family than an all-inclusive. Because just imagine if you're heading to an all-inclusive, the amount of cash that you have to pay for the extra kids that you add onto the room, I would say far outweighs the less than $600 that you spent in food the entire time you were there. So really, if we're telling a family, and I know a lot of times people want to be able to tell their kids yes to everything, and that's really the fun part of an all-inclusive. But if you're trying to do it on a budget, this is the way to go. Go to a non-all-inclusive, but still a resort where they can still have a lot of fun and do a lot of special things. And then hopefully try to snag a guest of honor. They can go ham at the breakfast buffet, and you gotta tighten it up the rest of the trip. It is still really exciting to get to experience this kind of place. And it will be just as exciting without saying yes to every single, you know, food whim that exists. And all-inclusive food's not really that good anyway. So it's fine.
Yeah. I think it is. It is something to think about. Would I do it without the guest of honor booking? You know, when you said that, it did trigger that in my mind, that thought of would it still feel worth it without that? That went a long way to making it feel worth it. But I'm a big breakfast person, and I do think that helped us stretch our dollars by eating a large included breakfast. If we didn't have that, there are many other places you can get breakfast on the property. Cafe Madeline's is one people recommend a lot. We didn't end up going there because that's like buying a la carte breakfast items, maybe a bagel with something on it or individual items. After I had shown my kids the buffet, there was no going back to a breakfast place that had individual items. But, you know, breakfast is an easy meal to bring Pop-Tarts or boxes of cereal and kind of make do in your room. So I do think you could get by without having the free breakfast and still just really enjoy the property. But that definitely helped us when it came to keeping the overall cost down with the food.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for sharing with us today. It's always fun when it's you and me in a trip breakdown, just how we started right at the beginning.
I know. It was a treat. It's a treat to share it with you guys. I will try to put more out on Instagram. I have a highlight bubble. If you go over to @familytravelforthewin with the number 4, there is going to be a Grand Hyatt Baja Mar highlight bubble of stories that I posted while I was there. And then I'll add more detailed stories now that I've left the property and I'm back for how you can plan it. Again, find the Facebook group, Grand Hyatt Baja Mar, discussion and info. You can search all of your questions in that group and find so much good information. People will talk about, do you have to rent pool chairs? Is it worth going to the beach club? I didn't even mention that. There's a private beach club that you can pay for chairs and your food for the day and go to that beach club. We didn't even do any of that. Again, we did not reserve a single chair ahead of time. We didn't make reservations for any of the food. We just went and enjoyed the free activities and showed up when we felt like eating. So you don't have to overstress about this. If you want to overplan it, you can. If you don't want to, show up there and enjoy it.
Perfect. Love it. There's an angle for every type of person. All right,
there
you
really
guys.
Is.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, everybody. And I guess we'll see you here next time.
See you guys.
If you enjoyed this show today, please consider writing us a review or clicking 5 stars wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please subscribe and follow along so that you never miss an episode.
You can follow the podcast on Instagram or YouTube at Wonderland on Points Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Family Travel for the Win with the number 4.
And you can find me on Instagram at Points to Wonderland.
If you're thinking about getting a new travel rewards credit card, consider using the links in our show notes. Using our links helps to support us and keep our podcast going so we can provide you with all the latest tips and tricks when it comes to traveling on points.
And if you aren't sure which card is right for you, shoot us an email at wonderlandonpoints@gmail.com and we would be happy to walk you through a free card consultation. That's also a great place to send us all of your comments and questions. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you here next time.